Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
What is it that saves mankind? In the Bible, there are a multitude of things, but today we want to examine just one of those. In the Scripture, the Holy Spirit also has a vital part in man's salvation. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, the Bible says to those who had come out of the world, who had obeyed the gospel and now were part of the family of God, "Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus," and notice, "and by the Spirit of our God." Christians are justified in the name of Jesus, no doubt by His salvation, by His authority, all that He does, but also by the Spirit of God. Well, how is it that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, has a part in salvation? We know that that part is not some mystical, magical role that He plays. The Spirit is not going to whisper something into your ear and you magically be saved. How then does the Spirit play a part in man's salvation? Very clearly, the Spirit plays a part in our salvation by revealing the Word of salvation. In John chapter 14, chapter 15, and especially chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus promised that when the Spirit came, He would deliver them and guide them into all truth. Now, how does that teach us about the Spirit's role in salvation? Well, do you remember what Jesus said in John 8, verse 32? Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Now notice, the Spirit was going to guide them into the truth. It was the truth that made them free. Therefore, the Spirit played a vital role in their salvation. It is the Word of God that gives us hope unto eternal life. 1 Peter 1, verses 22 through 25, and James 1, verses 22 through 25. And so, does the Spirit have a part of my salvation? Has He done something to make that available? Absolutely. Friend, have you taken advantage of salvation that the Spirit has offered today? Are you willing to do what they did in the first century? When they asked the question, "What must we do to be saved?" the answer was, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins." Acts 2, verse 38. If you've not taken advantage of that today, friend, you need to do so before it's everlastingly too late.
And to God be the glory.